you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 9th. Today's word is omnium gatherum, spelled as two hyphenated words, O-M-N-I-U-M hyphen G-A-T-H-E-R-U-M. Omnium gatherum is a noun that means a miscellaneous collection as of things or persons. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by John Lahr. In his diary, a small, haphazardly kept omnium gatherum, Arlen set down axioms, vocabulary words, and quotes from a wide-ranging reading list, Marcus Aurelius, Aristotle, Santayana, Nietzsche. English abounds in Latin phrases. They roll off the learned tongue like peas off a fork. Tabula rasa, ab ovo, a posteriori, deus ex machina, ex cathedra, mea culpa, terra firma, vox populi, ad hominem, sub rosa. Omnium gatherum belongs on that list too, right? Well, not exactly. Omnium gatherum sounds like Latin, and indeed omnium, the genitive plural of the Latin omnis, meaning all, is the real thing. But gatherum is simply the English word gather with tacked on to give it a classical ring. We're not suggesting, however, that the phrase is anything less than literate. After all, the first person known to have used it was John Croke, a lawyer who was educated at Eton and Cambridge in the 16th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.